the farming, you know, was an important thing. He shoveled that coal and set on one side, and I reckon was the steam gate or something, and the engineer that run the outfit, he merely handled the lever, and he sat on the other side. Well, after the change of the oil, well, the farmer had a nice time then, you know, because he just let that oil in enough to keep the steam. And then when the diesel engine come, well, the farmer was lost his job, you know, and there's nothing to do. I notice these old diesels go along down there sometimes. There'd be a brake one, I suppose, just sitting on one side, you know. But he got out and gets out and gives a signal or something about how to move up and cut the cars loose. When they had passenger trains, coaches, you know, it'd be maybe five or six. And sometimes two of them diesel engines are pulling them toward Houston. And I don't know, I think finally maybe they run to St. Louis or something. But a long time ago, this railroad here was INGN, or International and Great Northern. And by some means, I don't know why, they didn't go through Huntsville. The saying was that I think that the county or something, you know, around the town would donate the land or the right of way or something, the deeds to this place, old deeds. I've noticed it one time that Isaac McGeary, that was the original owner, I think, probably had, you know, they give them a league or something or another for being in a war or something.
How much is a league?
Well, it's about 400 and more acres. And this is Isaac McGeary League and goes that way in the tax roll, but of course I just have a little of it. It's on one side, all right. But that deed shows where Isaac McGeary would grant to the INGN Railroad enough land for a depot and switch yards and right of way. But that he wanted to avoid the land that would be in cultivation. So it is, I reckon, in that league, you know, the railroad and the yards and stuff. And this had some hitch about Huntsville land when the surveyors, you know, and they said the Huntsville people thought that it wouldn't go by it no way because it was a state penitentiary and the Sam Houston Normal College, which they were then both there, I guess, and but they did. And then finally, the hustle had to make up a lot more, I think, to build a switch, you know. See, it's about 6 or 7 miles with a tap, as they call it. It's a switch line to go to hustle. And it used to be quite a busy thing, you know, because everybody went out to, if you didn't walk or ride on a horse, well, that was on the way to the railroad. And they'd take, maybe have a couple of passenger cars and a baggage car, and if necessary,